And then when he didn't, they said, oh, he's a god. Look at verse 6. They said he was a god, and they prophesied. John 10:34. What to say at the scriptures? It says, don't you know the scriptures say you are gods? What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you are God. I don't mean to imply that. The New Age cannot tell the difference. Christ in you becomes you are Christ, in the sense that there is no more Christ, it is just you. There is no more God, it is just you. That's New Age, and some sonship views, which I happen to disagree with. The term you are gods, it simply means we are coming into the full image of God and we are the expression of Him, even as Jesus Christ was. When we are the perfect expression of the power and spirit of God, we are fully in His image, back to the beginning, where creation was meant to be. The restoration that is happening here, the removal of sin, the throwing of the viper into the fire, that's really the end of the story. And here is where the story, the prophetic story of Acts 27 really ends. So I hope that you will find this interesting and helpful in understanding to some extent where we are in history, because I believe that this 14 days is applied in a number of situations. In one way, it's this whole time of Pentecost. In another sense, in a larger sense, it's 14 jubilees, or 140 jubilees, really. It brings us in another 1,000 years. But in another sense, I think there's also a 14-year period here. And a 14-year period brings us then to, from 1986, I mean, which was the 120th Jubilee from Adam, brings us, the 14th year goes from 1999 to 2000. If you're wondering where we are in the dark, I think maybe these will give you a few guidelines. It's because the moon and the stars seem to be hidden, so nobody can get any navigation. The Word of God is a navigation, and we can get that word from the angel of the Lord, who is I Am and who we serve. Amen.